Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
President's the rest of
rock.
Me. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Rockefeller,
I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me.
Who wanna bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous, all these cetera's. To the death of us, me and my confidants, you shine, you feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme. Body ounce though accumulates like snow. We don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show. You feel me? Factions from the other side would love to kill me. Spill three quarts of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck em, we hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, you got his side sprayed up. I saw his life slipping. This is a minor setback, you're still in all we living. Just dream about to get back.
Hey. Welcome to Kill. Please, I'm telling you, I was about to spit a rhyme, please, but I don't know, it just eluded me, you know what I mean? I'm just ready to get into the show, you know what I'm saying? First of all, we welcome every single person who's tuned in, who's joined us, and ready to go for this Thursday/Friday episode of Kill's Corner. I'm gonna tell you, baby, I need some of that energy. I need some of that energy today, girl. You know.
I got plenty of it. I done had two of my kids and popped up with a grandbaby, so I've been going back. I'm good. I got your back.
That's what's up. I love hearing that. I love hearing that. Let's get into what we're going to talk about today, and then we'll go down the road with everything else. Tiger Woods retirement, and I want to ask, how would you describe Tiger's career, and has the negativity, would that be to the forefront, or, you know, because it really wasn't anything that happened on the court to me. So, you know, I'm curious as to find out where all the tail cornians how they feel about Tiger Woods. And I mean, we all know he's legendary. That is right. Undisputed. You know? But what else would you, you know, what else would you say, you know, as far as him, Tiger Woods' career, you know, with him coming up on retirement, saying that he's only going to play in certain PGA events moving forward. And then we're going to, you know, with the trade rumors circulating all over the NBA landscape, when do y'all see Kemba Walker and John Wall's new home being? You know, where do you think it's going to be? And sticking with the NBA, Julius Randle complains about the Knicks being robbed by the officials and none other than Stephen A. Smith. You know, Trees, I'm really starting to put some weight to your accusations or your opinion of Stephen A. Smith. You know, it really seems like when certain players flat, let's keep it real.
I was gonna say it for you.
When they speak out and voice their opinion on things, it seems like Stephen A. is always dead set ready to jump in there and you know put his 2 cents in on the topic. So yeah, we're gonna talk about that. Week 13 is upon us, y'all. We're gonna talk a little bit about the games, including tonight's Cowboy and Saints Thursday night tip off, and the rest of the games that are slated for this weekend. And we haven't forgot Lady Speed Week 3. Y'all pick them. Comes up tonight, a brand new episode of it, baby. I got to take this time again, because I told her I would, to congratulate Reese on winning the pool. Yeah, you know, Lulu with the bells and whistles and all that, you know. This week, listen, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it again this week, and I think it's going to start with me tonight. We'll see. T, you ready? You ready, girl?
I'm ready. Always ready, bro.
I mean, I didn't even really give you a chance to say anything. How, you know, oh, you said the kids came by with the grandkids, right?
Oh, man. Let
me see
my
grandbaby.
Please,
one of my grandkids
when they come
through. Right. My granddaughter has a birthday coming up on the 9th, you know. Boy, I'm telling you, December, January, I'm telling you, it is like, it's hell for me. Because, you know, my granddaughter is the 9th, and my mother, same day, the 21st, you know, the 20th, I'm sorry, the 20th, and, dang, she just tuned in, too. Dang, you jinky, Tree. she just popped right in as soon as you said, I hope he's not listening. Yeah, Reese and my mom the 20th of December, and then Man is the 17th of January. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I get no slack whatsoever in this D.C., this December, January month, man, you know. I don't get a break, so, you know. Pray for your brother, sis. Pray for your brother.
Man. Oh, man.
You know, I look at it like this, man. You know, apology is the celebration is for people that I genuinely love. So you genuinely love someone, it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. You just got to do what you do. So. I'll be doing what I got to do, working on the grind here now. If I forget a day, please just remind me. That, no, okay. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, that everything else aside, you know, it was a great day today. Work went like, you know, expected, whatever, you know. You still got a hater there trying to be the boss, but he ain't no boss, so you know how that go. But anyway, we ain't getting into all that. I ain't even getting into all that today. All these topics, hey boy, y'all, we will discuss on Tales Corner, and I think I want to take it back to Jay-Z. I just, that's long. Yeah, okay. We'll be right back.
Who want to bet us that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous, all these setters, to the death of us, me and my confidants, you shine, you feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme, body ounce though accumulates like snow, we don't just shine, we illuminate the whole show, you feel me, factions from the other side would love to kill me, spill 3/4 of my blood into the street, let alone the heat. Fuck him, he hate a nigga loving his life. In all possible ways, know the feds is bugging my life. Hospital days reflecting when my man laid up. On the uptown high block, he got his side sprayed up. I saw his life slipping. This is a minor setback, you're still in.
Yeah, we're gonna jump in now. Tiger Woods, I really hate the fact that, and let's be honest, he did have one triumph after the accident, you know, the car accident dealing with his wife. He did win one more PGA event, but I really hate that his career ended as it did. You know, I honestly thought that Tiger Woods was going to give Yogi Bear a run for the most PGA championship. You know, and he fell short. You know, but that's not to say the man has not had a great career, because he has.
Right.
You know, if that quantifies failure, then I'll take failure any day of the week. You know, I just, me personally. The man is a legend, conveys the side, you know, the man just, he was caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time with his zipper down, I will say that, and he paid for it, you know, he lost his family, at least he lost the right to live with his family, you know, And you know, studying this story for the show tree.
Yeah.
Tiger Woods gave up some millions in that divorce.
He gave up a whole lot of millions.
And I'm like, you know, everybody is concentrating on he gave a million. But you gotta understand, the courts are only going to take a percentage of what you have. So, yeah, they took millions from Tiger Woods, but Tiger got dope. And don't let it. You say what?
He didn't even fight.
Yeah, he didn't even fight, you know? And that's when you know Obama got money, huh? When he she can have whatever she wants, you know? And then there are situations like Dr. Dre and his wife, you know, they're fighting.
He didn't fight about the money. He was fighting about material things.
Who, Dre?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just the fact that they are fighting, period. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I'm discussing. And Tiger Woods is like, the hell with it. You can take what you want. You can have what you want. It's all yours, you know. And you know, I must say, it was very immature of the media to release those photos of Tiger Woods in the state that he was in off of those muscle relaxers or whatever, and you know, I know it was. I'm gonna simply put it. It was because this black man embarrassed all these white guys and other races as well out there on that golf course, and this was their opportunity to make him look stupid. This is their opportunity, yep. You know, to put a black eye on Tiger Woods, you know. Uh-huh. And, you know, I personally feel like, you know, that should not be the case. That should not be the case. We love that man because of what he did on a golf course. We admired and looked up to him because of what he did on a golf course. He was, and I'm not trying to belittle the situation or nothing, but at the end of the day, he was a married man that was caught cheating. He was a married man that was caught caught cheating. Okay, he's a billionaire golfer. Okay, you know, no one is trying to make light of that situation, but he's not the husband, the first husband, to have been caught in a situation like that. The first athletic, successful husband to be caught in that type of situation. You know, he's not the first. Uh-huh. And guess what, Tree? I doubt very seriously if he'll be the last. You know, so let's take some calls on this. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry, Tree. How do you feel? How
no,
do you
let's
feel?
I'm sorry. Because I don't feel no kind of way because I like Tiger. I love Tiger for what he did on the floor. I can't judge a man for what he did in his bedroom. That's just not who I try not to be that person. So I love Tiger for what he did for us as a whole, the world, period. What he did for us on the golf course. So that's what I love him. And I'm going to just remember him for that. Because it takes a lot. Cause I normally don't like people like him. But I'm going to try to keep my feelings all out.
Well said. Come on, Lou. What's your opinion on this one, Lou?
Sure.
Hey, Lou.
Yeah. Good evening. All right. Repeat the question again.
Tiger Woods. With him retiring.
Not for nothing, but with all the injuries he's had, and you know, he's not the same. You know. Person he was when he came in, you know, 20, 25 years ago. He's seen better days, so I'm not really shocked by this at all. You know, and, you know, he said himself that he doesn't feel he's going to be the same way he once was, you know, physically, like, you know, once playing the game. Now, when you get to be at that certain point in your career and you've been there for 20, 25 years, naturally it's going to, you know, wear down. And it has wear down for him. His swing is not the same and whatnot. And, you know, the accident, you know, well, in February, you know, that really messed it up pretty badly. And I don't see how he's going to be able to recover from this. Now, I said before that, you know, I think he'll come back, but now hearing it from him and whatnot, I don't think so. And it's awfully tough to come back after, say, age 40, and he has surpassed that.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be kind of hard for him to come back.
Yeah. Tang, what's up, brother? How are you this evening?
What's happening, Tang?
Hey, what's going on, family? Much love and respect. How y'all doing today? What's up, Lou? What's up, Mr. T? What's up, Big Bro? I know that's right. But anyway. my man. Playing the golf, I didn't really watch golf like that, but I follow Tiger in certain games, and I'm not really worried about him, you know, retiring and whatever might have happened in his career that might tarnish it or anything. Because one thing I do know is when you watch a professional golfer swing that golf club and they start having that surgery on their back, man, the way he was swinging it, I mean, eventually, like you say, like Lou just said, 25 years, being in there, it's eventually something going. It's going to be some wear and tear. It's just what it is.
It is.
Yeah, it is. And remember, before Tiger swing and approach that ball with the velocity and the strength that Tiger brought to the goal. I mean, remember, people weren't lifting weights. Golfers weren't lifting weights and things of this nature before Tiger. And once Tiger got in there and he started launching missiles, you know, they changed the game around, the length of courses, the you know, par threes became par fours, and you know, par fours became par fives because it was so much complaints made about Tiger it being unfair because he's able to send a ball halfway down the golf course, because those par threes, he's getting eagles and whatnot, because it's a shorter shot for him than others. So yeah, I mean, when you are a person that changes rules and changes the shape of the game that you play, come on, y'all. That is, in my book, that is someone who's a little more than just best, you know. We've seen it in several occasions. Now, with football, it's a little bit different, only because it always seems to be not just one dominant wide receiver, but a couple of dominant wide receivers, and not just one a dominant running back, but a couple of dominant running backs.
Right.
Unlike golf and I'll say tennis, you have individuality in those sports. So it's easier for an athlete to stand out and to be viewed as more than other athletes in the same field. There's Roy McIlroy, you know. Everybody loved Moore, McIlroy, DJ Singh, to name a few. And these guys were special, but they weren't Tiger special. If you all can follow me, you understand what I'm saying. They contributed to the game that they played. But Tiger changed the game. Tiger changed the game itself. So, you know, it's just like, okay, you know, that's something that he has to be remembered as, you know, an individual that changed the game, strictly changed the game. So, you know, I say congratulations on your career. We're looking forward to seeing what you produce, or, you know, until you just finally say, forget it, I'm done, because, you know, right, like I say, and he's still going to play in, you know, PGA tours, but a certain event. So, you know, I guess we just got to enjoy what he brings until he's not bringing it anymore. Can
right.
You say that?
Yeah. That's
well said. So, hey, congratulations on an outstanding career. And, you know, I am going to say brace yourself, Tiger, brace yourself, because there are going to be a lot of people who are only going to want to talk about and remember the negativity that transpired during your career. So just know they can't take one of those PGA championships away from you. That can never be taken. So they can try to dirty your name and play dirty pool with it all they want to. But, you know, you were and still are a trendsetter in the game of golf.
Yeah.
563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to go into this NBA landscape, man. And Trees, I got to eat some humble pie, girl. I got to eat some humble pie with this Stephen A. Scenario that you presented.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
have an enemy in the dark. Can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow, staring out the window.
I need you over there, King.
I love
her too. I love her too. Quick story, my cousin met her, and she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs over there. The old pretty boy dude, you know. Tommy.
Yeah, she's super cute.
Yeah. But she real though, you know what I mean? She is real, and it was just amazing, you know. Yeah, we got a little advantages because he thought he was cute, you know. So that's what's up. But NBA, you know, Kemba Walker is on the outs with the Celtics. John Wall is on the out with Houston. I mean, where do you see these guys ending up? You know, what teams do you? I know. One of them is going to end up with the Lakers. One thing we can say about LeBron James, he definitely grabs whoever he feels can help his team succeed. So,
right.
But the thing about it, John, we discussed this. John Wall is owed $46 million, and nobody really wants to take. Yeah, nobody really wants to take on that contract. So,
no.
You know, let's go to my man here. What's up, Huckleberry?
I'm your Huckleberry. What's up, y'all?
What's going
on? What's up, everybody? Not much, man. How's it going?
And you already know, waiting for that game tonight.
Yes, sir.
It's a game on tonight?
You can act retarded if you want.
I 57. Stay on topic, man.
Right.
Kemba Walker and John Wall, where do you think their new home is going to be? I mean, you know, nobody wants John Wall because of the contract. Kemba Walker is not under a contract, but it really is no one is really showing interest in him either. So where do you think they might end up?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't know the situation with Kemba Walker, but I think John Wall gonna probably end up a backup point guard somewhere out west. I don't think he's gonna be on the East anymore. I think that's gonna end up being with him.
Where is he going?
Somebody gonna pick him up. Yeah.
So you think maybe Golden State, if they can talk him out of that contract, they can talk him out of that contract.
That would be a great move for him. He wouldn't have to do as much. He would be with a team that's already loaded. That would be great for him. All he got to do is just shut up and play ball.
I hate that one, but you
57
know,
mean yeah. with it.
Huh?
57 mean with it.
Hey. He done had so many chances to do the right thing. He stays hurt. Right now you looking for a Derrick Rose type of contract. After being hurt so much, where you can get with a team, but you ain't got to be the star.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Look this up real quick. Debo just chimed in and said he thought that Kemba Walker was with New York. I thought he was with the Celtics.
He is with New York.
Okay. I stand corrected. The Knicks. Have outed Kemba Walker. The Knicks don't want anything to do with him. Good luck, bro. And that makes it all the more interesting to me. You know? I don't know.
I don't think General Ward going nowhere.
You don't think
even though they want to make something happen, just because what you said earlier, it's all about he not gonna let none of that money go, big bro. He's not gonna let none of that money. He's gonna stay right there to this season over with. He'd be just sitting on that bench.
I mean, can we really blame him though?
For him, they're trying to trade. Uh-huh. They're trying to do a switch. Like, y'all take Kimba, we'll take John Wall.
New York.
They're trying to do a switch.
Oh man! John would really love to be in New York.
Yeah, he'd love that with Derrick Rose too.
I love for him to be up there, though. I still like John Wall.
Me too.
I do too.
Yeah, I like John.
I like Wall as well. I can't even lie. And you know what? Contrary to popular belief, the Wizards did not do John Wall dirty. You know, the man made a request. The team was going in a different direction. And there you have it. That prompted the whole move with John Wall. And John doesn't have any hard feelings, you know, or regret on what he did, because again, it's not the NFL. Once you sign a contract in the NBA, that's your money. I don't care who picks you up. That's your money, and they're going to have to pay it, you know. They don't have to pay that zone.
Yep.
So, you know, they ain't, John is not worried about money. He's not worried about money at all. That's why I say Golden State, because it seems to me that it's more about a championship, a legacy, leaving his name somewhere solidified. You know, y'all, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I ain't mad at him for that.
No. That's what they get in the league for.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
To go get their ring.
By all means necessary, you know?
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here to win, and this is what I need to do to win it. And you know, I listen to people talk about KD and Russell Westbrook and how, you know, successful KD was once he said the hell with it, let me go on and move on. I can't win with this dude, you know.
Right.
And Westbrook. Besides that season with the Wizards, because there's no way he can convince me that he thought he could really come here and make the Wizards a championship contender. I don't believe that. I never will believe that. You know, it was too much still left out there that the Wizards needed to be a complete team, more like they are now. You know, I watched them last night, and I'm telling you, that game last night.
They look good. They look good, boy.
That game was exhilarating. It was thrilling. I said this to my man, and I had to retract and take it back. But I still believe in karma. And I think what happened with Towns last night was karma catching up with his mind part.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because Exactly. And you had Kuzma. You had Kuzma who was saying. Kuzma was like, man, he's throwing elbows down there, man. When are y'all going to call it? And the refs did not call it. They swallowed their whistle every time on the Wizards side of the court.
Yeah, they
followed their whistle, and look what happened. Mm-hmm. Look what happened. You know, that, hey, listen, the tailbone connected to the backbone connected to the knee bone.
Yeah.
And, hey, look at here. When you,
yes.
when you hurt that butt pop, you might as well hang it up, Jack. You might as well hang it up.
Yeah.
So they throw Anthony Towns on the bench, and he couldn't even sit in the chair upright. He had to lean and lay across two, three chairs. And you know, I felt bad. You know, I felt bad. I'm going to keep it real. But at the same time, you know, like I said, I saw all of that faking he was doing, like when he tried to shoot the three and leaned his body over into Harrell and tried to, you know, make the ref call it a foul, you know. But upon review, they said no. It was a foul on him, really, you know. So, but you know, hey, man, these Wizards, I'm trying to tell you, man, they're doing something good right now. And I don't want to be Cowboys fans in basketball.
I'm a Cowboys fan.
I know you are. I'm talking directly to y'all. Yeah. Because all y'all Cowboys fans scream Super Bowl week 3. Y'all talking about, hey, we going to the bowl. We doing this. We doing that. Now I hear nothing but somber and humble communication Cowboys fans. Then you should have done that all year long. But I digress. Go ahead, Lou. What do you want to say?
Well, I thought maybe you guys were trashing the Cowboys.
He was.
I know it. It looks like the NFC is kind of messy, though, because if nobody starts winning, we're all in trouble.
This is true.
All they got to do is protect their home court.
Exactly. Protect the home court. And the 15 games, you ain't lying.
Hey, look, I told you, man, them feet, man. He clumsy, man. Bill is clumsy for real. He fall over all over the place. That's my man.
Man, he throwing the ball away last night. I mean, he threw the ball over there. The guy was gone. I said, man, that guy gone back up the court. What are you doing?
You know what I mean?
That wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
He picked up a bill really quick. That wasn't his fault, though. That man was
supposed
to
be free.
He didn't run the
he
play right.
He was supposed to be standing right there. He was supposed to be flying. I don't get into all that. But
What about at the end of the game when it was time to milk the clock, Bill put his head down, drove, and kicked the ball back out to the top of the key? That ain't on nobody but Bill, man. And Minnesota got the turnover, went down the score.
I feel you, bro. I'm with you on all that. But Bill is not the only. Every team God does that dumb move. They dribble to the paint, can take it to, and turn around and throw it out. Bill ain't the only one doing it. It's what this NBA telling them guys to do because they living by the three. I'm with you. Until the coach tell them boys to do different, they're going to keep doing the same thing. Every NBA team does that same dumb stuff, and I say it every night.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot the two. One thing I can say about them last night is they did beat their paint up last night, all of them.
I'm talking about at that point of the game. You don't see other teams doing that thing. Now, first, second, third quarter, yes. I see other point guards doing that all the time. I never see shooting guards, but I see point guards doing what you're saying all the time. But in the fourth quarter, when we're trying to milk that clock, that's what I'm speaking. I'm not talking so much about the turnover. I'm speaking of when the turnover happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Wizards was trying to win the game.
And when we but every time we coming down the court, until the coach tell them, let Bill keep it in his hand, I'm with you. The coach, they letting Bill bring it down. I said that last night. Why Bill got the ball in his hand? Why Caldwell Pope don't have it? Why Dinwiddie don't have it? Until the coach
plays,
you're
going to
see the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a team last night that won a game against a good team that we would normally lose against. I saw us come back in the fourth quarter and pull a game out, and I mean dominating the paint, something I haven't seen us do in a long time as a Wizard. I can forgive Bradley Beal for the few turnovers he made last night. But with all the assists, everybody played ball last night. Everybody was playing ball. You know, Gafford, Harrell, you know, it was just a good game. Tails got his shot blocked a few times. Huh?
I was going to say, Arvid was getting some block last night. You ain't lying, 57. Everybody was playing ball.
Even Gafford had something like 8 or 9 assists. They was passing that ball to each other last night. They played good.
Yeah.
Right. I don't have anything negative to say. And even with Bill, and what I stated about Bill, I'm more or less just pointing out something that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
Something that needs to be fixed. You know, because there will be games and teams that we play that we can't afford that type of mishap. We can't afford that type of mistake.
Right.
You know, so if you work on it now, and get things together now, then you're less likely to repeat these same problems later on. Now, real quick, has anybody else been following Julius Randle, Stephen A. Smith argument?
No, I didn't even know.
Well, Stephen A. basically told Julius A. Smith that what's that phrase that we all love so much? Shut up and dribble.
Just
play ball. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
He did.
Stephen A. Because Julius Randle was complaining about the referees in the last Knicks game, and he was saying that the Knicks were robbed by the officials, and, you know, that something should be done about the officiating, and Stephen A. took the side of the officials. And basically went on Julius Randle. But I'm gonna tell you, Tree, I honestly, seriously believe it's a jealousy thing.
Yeah.
Stephen A. wanted to play basketball. He wanted to be a basketball player, and he didn't have the height, the athleticism. He just didn't have what it takes to be a basketball player.
He played. He claimed he blew his knee out.
Okay. All right. I've heard him say that, and I had the same reaction when he said it. Okay, whatever. You blew your knee out. You know. So is that why you have such venom and hate towards everybody who didn't blow their knee out?
Right.
You know, because I didn't see the Nick game, but I watched bits and pieces, and you could see where it's like
they got robbed.
Yeah, you're like the next the refs are going to call that. They have to call that, and
right.
They're not making these calls. They're not making the calls, and I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you. I'm seeing more and more of this with the NBA. You know, when Dunleavy first came out with his book on, you know, what was going on in the league and the mafia being associated and all of that, they straightened it up. And you saw more games being called honestly. Now it's like they're back to the, you know, by hook or crook, this
business.
Is what we're going to do. You know?
Back to business.
Yeah. And it's like,
yeah.
I know we can even say decades removed from the Dunleavy situation.
Yeah, we could.
But,
but
we still do remember. It's not like we don't remember.
Yeah,
we still remember this.
And it's a book.
Yeah.
And he's on the book. So
yeah, it's a book.
He wrote a book.
I,
a whole book.
Yeah, I just want to, you know, because who wants to be reminded that we're getting old?
But this kills me, this really bothers me, y'all, because I'm like, why does Stephen A. Smith have such hate and hatred? And I'm going to just say it, towards African-American players.
Yeah.
Everything they do, everything they say, everywhere they go, he always has. And the thing about it, there are white players who are out in these joints with African-American players, but you don't hear as much about it as you do with that black player, and then when it's found out, it's swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen A. Smith don't grab a hold to it and bring it to the light then. He don't grab a hold to it and bring it to everyone's attention then. So why are you going against Randall for his opinion of a game that he actually played?
Right.
He was in that game. He was in that game. He was the one that was fouled and no call was made.
Fact.
He was the one that was feeling like, you know what? And I'm going to tell you, man, the NBA basketball is a very dangerous game to have that type of activity going on.
Right.
Basketball is a very dangerous game when you got things running awry, people running amok. You know, it is a very dangerous game, man, because you got dudes jumping and flying all over the place. All over the place. And I've seen guys undercut. And it was a complete accident, and we knew it was an accident. But it was still like, whoa, heart-stopping moment, because you don't know if this guy's going to land on his head, he's going to break his neck. What am I about to see here? You know what I'm saying? So you got these dudes now playing against one another, and they, you know, they're not. The hell with the rules. The rules
right.
are out the window. You don't want that on a basketball court. You
right.
don't. You don't. Come on, Trudy.
No, I'm with you 100%. Because if you go back to that, then I don't even know if I want to watch it. Because that's going to be too much. It's going to be too much. Too many people are getting hurt. Unnecessarily. So I like it the way it is. Keep the rules in place The rules are there for a reason. So I'm good with that. I'm good with just how it is right now.
Yeah. Me as well. You know, it's no need for if you see a foul, call the foul, man. If you a mistaken play, man, call the mistake, man. Call it.
Mm-hmm.
Just call it. Keep the game fair and clean. You know? Keep it fair.
Call it fair on both sides, though. Don't, if it's a foul on one end, it's just that same person, it's a foul on the other end. It shouldn't matter. What I don't like is, I hate when they say, well, he a rookie. He ain't gonna get that call yet. What?
Yeah.
You ain't lying. You ain't lying.
Like what do that? Like y'all blatantly telling us we not gonna call that because he ain't nobody.
Yep.
So I mean, you know, it's two sets of rules: the ones y'all want us to go by, and then the ones y'all go by.
That's crazy. That one does drive me crazy too, because I'm like, what do you mean you're not gonna give him the damn call? If it's a foul when you 3 years in the league, it's a foul when you 3 days in the league. Go ahead.
That's right.
But how about this one? That when you playing in the playoffs, they'd be like, well, that if you play in the regular season, that ain't no foul. But that ain't no foul in the playoffs. What? Yeah, like y'all sound stupid. Some of the stuff they be saying, that's just ignorant to me.
Yeah, I gotta agree with you on that because they say a lot of stuff too that leave me like, huh? What? Especially Drew Gooden. And you ain't saying no personally when it comes to Drew Gooden. Everything he say. All type of
come out my mouth when
it comes to him because I think he is the most ignorant, undeserving analyst in basketball. Serious.
Mm-hmm.
You wasn't nothing. What did you do that was so damn good? For real.
I keep saying that.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed something.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Who's that?
Somebody died.
Debo said they won't give you a call if they don't respect your team either. That's a mob.
Yep, exactly. That's the truth.
Oh, you hear that?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right, John. That's boy, you crazy.
That's true.
That's very true. Very true. And we've seen that one play out many occasions with them. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what time it is.
Go. I ain't never ran from a No, I ain't never. If I did, cut my legs out right now. I ain't never been with the talk, snitch talk. Always talking about his fault. Oh, yeah, I'ma stand up, got my bands up. You don't wanna see me pissed off. Real talk, never tell a lie to a dog. Nope. When it come to them, you gotta play around. And I never ever let get to me. Why not? This ain't worth my energy. What you had to do? Cut them off, make them feel it. I ain't dealing with nothing if it don't make sense to me. Never ever. I never ever go against my kind for some on the other side. Never ever. I never ever put a for the money, gotta get it when it come to mind. Lately I feel like it's me versus me. Don't see competition, why would you compete? Huh? Don't even gotta be woke, still gonna be up. How? I make a bag in my sleep. Okay. Can't get the hood out of me. You know where I be. Work. Still posted up like I leave. Now. Trust me, them choppers gon' bang. Cavity teeth. You been not think sweet flat. If man put a stack in her rack. Go.
Oh, my bad, y'all. I just caught up with that, though, y'all. Every time.
That's real quick.
Yeah, that's all crazy. Hey, Reese, you're going to have to, I see who you got winning Monday night, but you need to text me the score, Reese, for Monday night. All right. Cool. Nima, you with me, baby?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everybody.
Hey,
what's up, Nima?
How you doing?
Hey.
Doing fine. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm ready for this game tonight. You know it.
Me too.
Who side you on tonight?
You with me, Brian?
All the way.
Okay. Lou, you here?
I'm here.
Okay, so we got Lou, Kane, Meemaw, 57, Debo. I'm seeing you text me and Reese.
With Marcus.
Oh, I got Marcus picks as well. Marcus texted me with, you know, newborn baby, you know.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
I was listening to the thing because I wanted to make sure he participated.
Yeah. He definitely sent me the text earlier today for his pick. So, but you know, he
they don't really mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna call that in a minute. We're glad we got him. We're glad we got him because that's a $5 to go in somebody's pocket. But he don't want to shoot. He ain't been
Right.
Hey, look. Hey, you know what? I'm a. We gonna
Marcus
talk
calling him in a minute. I'm telling y'all.
we gonna talk to you when after the show. Come on, let's go ahead and get it going, please.
Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
We gonna congratulate Reese one more time for last week. Congratulations, Reese, on your win from last week. All right, tonight's game. Oh, you guys, for everybody that's listening from, you know, from Blog Talk Radio or they're listening from the Instagram or Facebook, you guys can participate also. Just put your, you know, just text it in on whatever you're looking at. Just text it in, and we'll get it. Okay, so got that out the way. All right, we're going to start
and,
out with...
And Your cash app, real quick.
Oh, and my cash app, thank you. And my cash app is $MAMABOSS, the number 5. It's going to say Mama Boss 5. Okay, now that we got that out of the way, you guys, let's start out with tonight's game. Tonight's game, we got the Cowboys visiting New Orleans Saints. They are the visiting team. Cowboys are the visiting team. Let's start us off, Kale.
Saints. Saints, man.
Come on, true to that blue. I don't know why Kale's doing that. He ain't picking us anyway. He know who he's going with.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, look, here is Marcus.
I told you. What's up, man?
What's up, Marcus?
What's going on, man? I gotta go with the Saints, brother, this time.
All right, Saints. Come on, 57.
I need my ass at you, bro.
Cowboys.
Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Saints.
Come on, Lou.
Cowboys.
Come on, Debo.
Debo going with the Cowboys.
Come on, Mima.
I love you, Mima. Go ahead.
I'm going with I think the Cowboys are going to try to pull it out tonight. You know,
I love you so much, Meemaw. Thank you, Meemaw.
Yeah.
Boy.
We're going to give you some gifts, Meemaw.
If they stink up the joint tonight,
okay.
I'm in trouble, but I'm going to take it. Let's go with it, y'all. Come on, keep it going.
If you don't make it, Meemaw is going to be on your what? Oh, your
asset. Yes, her.
All right, let's keep it moving, you guys. We got the Colts, Texans, division games. We got a lot of division games, y'all, this week, a whole bunch. But this is the first one. Colts, Texans. Who y'all got winning this matchup? Come on, Mima.
The Colts.
Okay. Come on, Lou.
Colts.
Come on, Debo.
Colts.
Come on, 57.
Colts.
Marcus.
Colts.
Breeze.
Colts.
I'm going Texans.
I'm going with the Colts.
Come on, Cam.
Colts.
All right. Did I get everybody? Yes, I did. And I'm the Lone Ranger on that one. Okay. Let's keep it moving to another division game, you guys. Vikings versus the Detroit Lions, and that is where we're playing. We are playing in Detroit. Vikings, Lions. Come on, 57. Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Vikings.
Come on, Tang.
Going with the Vikings also.
Come on, Kale.
Vikings.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think so too, Mima. Come on, Marcus. Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Go ahead.
The Vikings.
Okay. Come on, Mima.
The Vikings.
Lou.
Vikings.
Debo.
Many Vikings, man. Hey, Vikings, man.
He's throwing you off. So yeah, the Vikings are first week, you guys. The Vikings is the first week that we have going on. You guys, remember that. Vikings is the first one. Okay, so moving right along, we got the Giants visiting the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins is where we're playing at, you guys. Giants, Dolphins, 12 Marcus.
I'm going with the Dolphins.
Okay. Come on, Reese.
Reese is going with the Dolphins.
Come on, Tang.
I'm going with the New York Giants.
57.
Giants, G-Men.
Kim.
Dolphins.
All right. Dolphins.
Come on, Lou.
Dolphins.
Come on, me, Ma.
Dolphins.
What Debo going?
Dolphins.
I just think the Giants going to win this one for some reason. All right, you guys. This is another division game. Oh, this is a good one. Bucks versus the Falcons. Bucks versus the Falcons. This is a division game, you guys. Bucks versus the Falcons. We got, let's start us off, Reese
pick, hold on. Oh, place like, oh, over the place. The Bucks. Okay, yeah, she picked the Bucks.
Come on, Mima.
Tampa Bay.
Come on, Lou.
As much as I don't want to go with it, I have to go with the Bucks.
Okay. Debo.
Tampa Bay.
Tang.
Buck.
57.
Tampa Bay.
Well, that'd be great. Get another sweep. Marcus.
The Bucks.
Kale. Bucks for me as well. That is our second sweep. Vikings, Bucks are two sweeps that we got going on, you guys. All right. Keeping it moving. We got Eagles versus the Jets. Eagles versus the Jets. We are playing in New York City. Eagles, Jets, and let's start us off, Lou.
I'm actually going to go to the Jets.
All right. Come on, Mima.
Eagles.
Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Jets. It's a toss-up, though, but I'm going with the Jets.
Okay. Come on, Kale.
I'm going with the Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reese.
Yeah.
57.
Eagles.
I'm going. They got the same record. Jet. They got the same record. Yeah. Cardinals versus the Bears, you guys. Cardinals versus
who
the
you going
Bears.
To? Who are that. You going to? Okay.
I said the Jets.
Now you said the Jets. Well, go ahead.
No, I broke. Say, come and look at my paper. I don't even have it. Look. I broke that.
Okay, okay. You good. You good. You good. Let's keep it rolling.
Yeah, make sure you get there. Make sure you get there.
I'm going to get you for that.
You forgot Debo. You forgot Debo.
Yeah. No, I did not. Did I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Debo.
You're going with the Eagles.
Okay. All right. Got everybody. It's like Jeff Eagle,
yes.
Jeff Eagle, Jeff Eagle, Jeff Eagles. All right, you guys. Let's keep it moving. Cardinals versus the Bears. Cardinals versus the Bears, you guys. Who wants to start us off? I think I'm going to go with Mima.
Cardinals.
Come on, Lou.
Cardinals.
Diva.
Cardinals.
57.
Cardinals.
Uh-oh, look like another sweep happening. Come on, Reed.
Cardinals.
Marcus.
Cardinals.
Tang.
Cardinals.
Kale.
Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals as well. That is the third sweep. That is the third sweep.
Third sweep.
Cardinals. Yes. Moving right along. We have the Chargers versus the Bengals, you guys. Chargers versus the Bengals. Let's start them off, Tang.
Chargers versus the Bengals. I'm going with the Bengals, man. Chargers disappoint me.
Okay. Come on, 57.
Chargers.
Come on, Marcus.
The Bengals.
Come on, Reese.
Reese is picking the Bengals.
Come on, Kale.
Chargers.
Let's go, Mima. The Bengals.
If you don't shut up.
Come on, Lou.
Bengals.
Debo.
Chargers.
I'm going Bengals. Okay. That's a split decision. We're down the middle. So let's keep it moving, you guys. We got a good game. Jags versus the Rams. Jags versus the Rams. And we are playing in the Rams home, L.A. Rams. That's where we're playing this game at. So come on with Lou.
Rams.
Mima.
Rams.
Debo.
Rams.
Kane.
Rams.
57.
Rams.
Reese.
Rams.
I'm going Rams. Kale.
Rams.
Marcus.
Rams.
There is another suite, you guys. So we have the Viking suite, Buck suite, Card suite, and now we have the Rams. Okay, let's keep it moving to my host's favorite team on the whole entire world. We're going to go start with Washington at the Las Vegas Raiders. I almost said Oakland Raiders. Let's go, Kale.
Come on, man. Bird didn't go until I'm old.
I need to hear you sing,
sir. Washington.
Let me get all my Washington fans out the way first. Let me go to them first, and then we come to everybody else. Come
Washington.
On, Reed.
Reach for a walk to watch it.
Come on here, Mark.
I'm gonna go with Washington, but it's a toss up.
You got all these toss ups over here. Come on, Mima.
Washington.
Come on. Okay, so now we're going to everybody else. That's who I think, you know, we're going to be Washington fans anyway. Come on, Lou.
Raiders.
Come on, Debo.
Debo going Washington.
Come on, Tang.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not do it, y'all.
All right, I'm going with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Thank you. Thank you. Sorry to put that cowboy on us.
Come on, 57.
Sorry, Kale. Sorry to have to do. I'm going with the Washington football team.
Oh, man. God, boy.
Sorry, Kale.
I want to change my pick. Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Look, yeah,
I'm sad. Oh, my God.
That is a mush if I ever heard one.
I'm going Raiders. Okay. Let's keep it moving, you guys. Now, the rest of these games that four games we have left matchup. These are all division games, you guys. These are all division games. So just keep that in your mind. Division games.
Yes.
Raiders versus the Steelers, and the Steelers are at home in Pittsburgh. Come on, 57.
Don't call on me first, please.
I can't. I have to.
Please don't do that. Dang,
okay.
Dummy, man.
Okay.
I got
Ravens.
Hey,
yo.
6-7, hold on.
If you talking like a man that went with. If it do you any justice, 6-7, I just looked up at the TV. NFL Network had Ben Roethlisberger standing there holding the touchdown signal up. That's a good sign for you, man. And the commercial gone off with your boy Johnson running in for a touchdown. You can't go against your mob, man.
Only okay. All that other stuff you said, Kale, what changed when you said you can't go against your mob? I can't go against my mob, man. Steelers. Ride or die. I don't care.
Hold on.
I don't
care. Oh, man.
You go mad?
Ride or die. No, he right,
yeah,
man.
Hey,
man,
did you just let did you just let Kale walk you down there to your
hey,
own?
Hey, Marcus.
Right on down
hey, Marcus, I ain't like you, man. I ain't like you. I ain't trying to shoot my team in the head
Let's
every game.
Let's go ahead and keep it moving. Let me keep it moving. You want the Ravens.
Man, I thought you was trying to win. Hey,
right.
I sound like you. I thought you was trying to win, 57.
I don't want enough, Marcus. I don't want enough, baby.
Hey,
I can rest a little bit.
Yeah,
you know. Come on now.
Hey, Kale, I like what you're doing, Kale. I like what you're doing, Kale.
Hey.
57.
I know, sis. Go ahead.
You going with the Steelers or you going with the Ravens? Which one
are
you going
with? I'm going with my mom, man.
All right.
Oh, man. Hey, what's your text, though, man?
Hey, Kale, I don't know if my chest out, but I'm saying it.
Oh, my God. I'm going with the Battle of the Beltway. I'm going with the Beltway on this one.
All right.
You know, Ravens.
Now, I knew what that one meant.
Reese is going Ravens.
Come on, Tang.
Bebo. Yo.
Come on, Mima.
Baltimore.
Lou.
I'm going with the Ravens.
Come on, Debo.
Debo going Ravens.
I'm going Ravens as well. Come on, Kev.
Pittsburgh.
Uh-uh.
I'm going Pittsburgh.
You get, what'd you do, a good back at me?
I wrote it down.
Nah, y'all at home. Ravens ain't been playing that good, and a lot of people thinking about the old Ravens. This is a new Ravens team. All they have is Jackson.
Mm.
That's it. And last I checked, he only plays one side of the ball. Go ahead. Next, please. Come on.
All right. Let's go to another division game, you guys. 49ers at the Seahawks house. 49ers versus the Seattle Seahawks. I'm going to go ahead and write my 49ers down while y'all, you know, contemplate on saying 49ers or Hawks. Let me go ahead and write the Hawks down for Debo because he ain't going to, you know, he don't do the phone. I'm just going to go ahead and write Hawks for him.
Hey, he said, Debo said he going down with his ship, yeah. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
I salute you,
come on,
sir.
Come on, Lou.
Oh, 49ers.
Okay. Come on, Mima.
49ers.
Okay. Come on, Reese. Miss Reese, Miss Willerup,
49ers.
Come on, 57.
I'm going with the Seagulls.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
I'm going with the Niners.
I know that.
Come on, Sam.
49ers.
Mm-hmm. Come on, Sam.
You was so petty, man.
Yep.
49ers, man. 49ers, man. And I regret that. I really do, man.
I can change it right now, Kale. Nah, I'm a place for it.
Seattle, I mean, you know, Debo made a believer out of me, man. You know, we discussed this and we saw some things. You know, we discussed it. Those Debo brought some things to life for me. Go ahead.
Okay, so look, we have two teams left, which is Sunday night and Monday night. So we're going to take a quick break, you guys. And for everybody who's, you know, listening, make sure we get y'all text, you know, message us. Send us y'all text so we can answer the questions and y'all can participate with us. We'll be right back. 563-999-3782 is the number here. We'll be right back.
My daylight clothes, or is it just my daylight song? What I do ain't make believe. People say I sit and try, but when it comes to being daylight, it's just me, myself, and I.
That joint was cranking. But come on, y'all. We gotta go. We gotta go. Come on, please.
You ready? Let's get it. Let's go. Broncos versus the Chiefs, you guys. Broncos versus the Chiefs. Let's start with you, Payne.
Going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Lou has dropped the call. Lou has dropped off, please.
Yeah, he'll text it to me.
Yeah.
Come on, Miss Reese.
Reese is going Kansas City.
57. How about you?
Kansas City.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Chiefs.
Come on, Mima.
Chiefs.
Debo.
Kansas City.
Look like it's about to be another sweep. Come on, Kale.
Kansas City.
I'm going Chiefs as well, so that will be another sweep across the road, across the board, you guys. And that was our Sunday night game. And you guys know the rules for the Monday night game. I need a winner and a score. I need a winner and a score. Pat versus the Bills, and this is also a division game. What say you, Kale? Start us off. Pat, Bills.
I say the Bills are going to win, and the score is going to be Bills 21, New England 17.
Okay. Come on, Ms. Reese. What say you?
Reese says New England going to win 27, Bills 21.
Okay. Come on, 57. How about you?
31-10, Patriots.
Okay. How about you, Tane?
Going with the Patriots, 23-17.
Okay. Come on, Marcus.
Patriots 26, Bills 20.
Come on, Mima.
I have the Patriots. I had 31-27. Can I still use the 31 since somebody else already have it?
Yeah,
you
can.
31-27.
You can use that. Yep. Yep. Come on, Debo.
Debo has picked New England 24-20.
I want Patriots as well. And I'm going 17-10. Okay. So
you going what?
The number
17 what?
17-10.
Okay.
That's my score, Pat 17-10. And that, my lovely, is the conclusion of Mrs. T's picks. The Cash App, if you want to participate, just, you know, text us and we'll give you guys all that information again all over. Just let us know. But for right now, and it has to be in before 7, so just let us know.
563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to dive deep into this Cowboys-Saints Thursday night matchup. We'll be right back.
Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. Super duper fly. Me, I'm super fly. When the rain hits my window, I take it, three some, me and Timberland, we sang a dangle, we so tight that you get our style tangled, sway your do-si-do like you loco, can we get pink at night like Coco, so-so, you wanna play?
So-so, Coco, this game tonight, this Cowboys-Saints game tonight, we're going to let Tang lead us off. Tang, what are you looking for, sir?
I'm just looking forward to seeing my boys back out there, CeeDee Lamb, Cooper. Gregory not going to be there, but Lawrence coming back. Just want to see some pressure off their defensive line like we was getting in the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. And pretty much what we've been doing. Huh?
You mean when y'all was going to the Super Bowl?
I never said we was going to the Super Bowl. But I did say if we stay healthy, we will make it to the Super Bowl. I did say that. And we are healthy. We just need Gregory to return. But Lawrence going to be there. We're going to be all right, bro. We good.
You ain't healthy. Your coaches ain't there.
No.
Right?
McCarthy is not going to be there anyway next year probably, man. Even though the defensive coordinator is being the head coach, but really it should have been Kellen Moore being the head coach tonight.
I think so too. That was a bad move on their part. They should have let Kellen Moore run the team. But maybe he can't walk and chew bubblegum. Maybe he can only stay in his own lane.
He had to put up another season to show what he can do as an offensive coordinator. They ain't really talking about him about that until this year.
Right. Okay.
So we needed somebody just to fill the hole for a minute, and McCartney was the man. Like Kale said, he was a yes man. We needed him for a minute.
Well, yeah, I definitely ain't got him tonight. We're going to see what's happening.
Yeah.
And y'all can see the same thing y'all saw the first 5 weeks. Explosive offense.
Okay.
Pressure off the defensive line. We're going to get about 3 sacks tonight. Who they quarterback anyway tonight? Who the quarterback for the Saints?
Taysom Hill will be the quarterback tonight.
Taysom Hill.
Yes, sir.
Y'all start off the same way all the time, man. Y'all start off hot as fire. Get to the middle of the season like somebody out there with buckets of water pointed on. Y'all ain't gonna do nothing, man.
You went against us, right?
Huh?
Hey. You went against us, right?
I hate to bring up old conversations. I hate to bring up old conversations, but what did I tell y'all about November and the Cowboys, man? What did I tell y'all, man? November come around, they are a different, completely different team, man. I don't know why. I made my jokes about it and said it's the cold air and all of that. And yeah, you know, jokes are jokes. This ain't a joke. This team does not play well for some reason after November. And the games that they win in December is all below 500 teams. That's just how it goes, man. I'm for real.
And y'all are definitely below 500. You're absolutely right. You're right.
Yeah,
y'all
but,
below 500.
That was a shot.
We're below 500. But we have your biggest cheerleader saying he's afraid of us. And I'll be low 500 ass. Skip
who said that?
Wait a minute. Oh, wait a minute.
Skip Bayless. Skip Bayless.
No, he don't count, bro. He don't count.
Skip Bayless?
I don't.
Yeah, he don't count,
don't.
Bro. He don't see what they smell.
No, hell no.
Because
he count all of the time. All of the games.
Oh,
don't do that. Don't do that now.
I never counted.
Don't
I like
that now.
I don't use Skip Bayless though. I don't even look at Skip Bayless.
Yeah, I don't even.
Oh,
I don't even look at him.
He not one of my cup of tea people.
It's funny how when I bring him up, everything that I'm saying that he's saying is known by the both of you.
Skip Bayless?
I mean, damn, what, we watching the movie now? We got good movie quiet here. You know,
nah, I talk about Skip Bayless too, but I don't talk about Skip. I don't watch him.
Okay.
That's cool.
But everyone knows in the football world, when it comes to being a Cowboys fan, he is known as the number one Cowboys fan. No one can
dispute
that. Yeah.
That's because the platform he got. If anybody, whoever fan of the team got the platform he got, you gonna let a person know. Like I watch myself as Riley, and I do know he a Cowboys fan. Like I do watch him.
It doesn't matter why. It only matters that it is. I don't care about his platform. When he was on First Take, he was known as a diehard Cowboy fan. Before any of those shows, and he was just on ESPN, he was known as, matter of fact, that's where it started. With him being the only one saying, no, I don't want Terrell Owens on my team. That's where it all started. That's when it all really came to light. Well, yeah, your number one fan is saying he fears our under 500 high pot. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know. That's right.
But then, Skip Bayless fan, but I don't.
Okay. That's cool. Good. That means you'll put up a fight. Ain't nothing like this whooping ass and the other man just throw a towel on.
Wait
a minute. Put a fight up, man. You know what I mean?
You already know it. It's coming up in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it'll be 1 week after this, after tonight. It'll be 1 week, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Only thing I'm mad about, it ain't prime time. That's the only thing
they
I'm
might make it
about.
Prime time.
They might make it prime time,
bro. They might make it prime time. You know how they do. End of the season, they change two games up.
Why would they make their game prime time? Why would they make their game prime time?
If they win Sunday, and we win, that's the reason why they make it prime time.
They could play that game on that little field over there on Walker Mill Road. They don't need to play that game. They don't need to make it prime time.
Hey, man, don't put that field. That's a nice field over there, man.
It is a nice field.
Like that. That's a nice field over there on Walker Mill. I ran past there the other day. I was like, damn, that field. I like that. But they done changed it over to the damn stop. They done turned it into a water field.
But it was a beautiful football field. It was a beautiful football field.
Yeah.
It was. Hey, well, Kale, let me ask you a question.
Excuse me, Kale.
What about your former quarterback about to write this tell-all book about how dysfunctional your organization is?
Oh, yeah.
How did I know you were going to be the one to bring that up? How did I ever know that you would be the one to bring that up? I'm going to say this. Daniel Snyder, this is to you, okay? I hope this evidence further. I hope that this book and everything that RG3 is doing further proves that you need to keep your ass out of the draft room, that you need to allow your organization to move as they had planned. As the Shanahan had planned, you know, because it was not their plan to pick this track star up and try to make him play quarterback. And then this damn track star, comes out and say, I'm going to stick with my dad. My dad trained me up until this point. I don't see why I can't. Because your dad ain't a damn NFL coach. He's trained no champion. He's trained not the one champion. And let me tell you like this, yo. When you are an attention whore and the attention is not on you, you're going to show a little ass to get that attention put on
you. Yes, sir.
And that is all RG3 is doing. No one wants to sign him. No one is offering him anything, not even a backup quarterback position. You know why? Because if you're going to tell the dumb sugar honey IC that you did, which got you right where you are today. I tried to avoid this subject, for real. But,
I'm glad you talked about it.
Come on with it. You Bama, you stringy head, boy. You Bama.
He might tell it all, bro. We ain't read the book yet. He might say what he did messed up.
Who cares?
We know
you don't care, but we know. I mean, I'm just saying it's a lot of other people that probably do care.
So you going to read
it? I really can't. I really can't
be
that arrogant.
Are you going to read it?
I'll read it.
No, not you would.
That's the question.
Are you going to buy it? Are you going to download it and read it?
Download? He'll not download nothing.
Damn.
I'm definitely ain't downloading. I would have to. I probably would have to get the book handed down to me or something, because I'm not going to go buy the book, man. I know I'm not going to go buy it.
I'm
talking about other people. I said other people. I know it's other people will probably buy the book, but
And you know what? Some of them will be Washington football fans. But you know what? Mm-hmm. I've learned about this fan base. Take Sunday, for example. As good as this team played, as good as our offense, defense, and wounded special teams played. People
right.
still found stuff to complain and gripe about. People still found stuff for one sufficient to them. So, yes,
yeah.
RG3 will have an audience. You know why? Because some of these so-called Washington football fans, they want to use that ammunition to say this or that and the other regarding the Washington. And Tang, let me address this. The reason why RG3 will not be telling any of his wrongdoing, because he's a freaking diva, okay? To him, he has done no wrong. To him, it's on everybody except for him. Trust me. Trust me. We saw it plain as day. And listen, why do you think Haskins, the moment we cut him, was able to get a job and he's gone incognito? We don't hear anything about Haskins, no report, no nothing. RG3 was a backup in Baltimore, and he went to Baltimore with the same nonsense that got him kicked off a Washington team. Boy, please, miss me with that crap. Miss me with that crap. And anybody that want to read RG3 book, guess what? DMV Care writing a book. Buy my boy.
Go ahead,
Kale. But see, if you write a book, I'm gonna buy yours. So go ahead and write the book, and I want you to sign it for me.
You know that. That's
why I say RG3. I know I'm not gonna buy the book, but if I saw it and I saw the book, I will read it. If it was in my hand. But I wouldn't buy the book, though.
Give it 2 months. It'll be on the scrap heap at the Goodwill or somewhere. You know what I mean? Trust me. Trust me. Because he can't tell nothing that everybody don't know. Everybody knows what they're going to tell. Oh, the owner gave you rides to the game? Who didn't know that? You had an open door policy with the owner where the rest of your team did not? Who doesn't know that? Who doesn't know that? See, what you're going to do is hurt your own image, okay? Because people will read that and say, no wonder ain't nobody want to be his teammate, man.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder ain't nobody really mess with dudes. Case in point, when he ran the touchdown versus Baltimore, and he thought he scored, but he fumbled the ball out the side of the end zone. He runs up. He's not celebrating with his offense on the field. He jumps up and runs to the sideline and high-fiving with a few select defensive players and some guys who don't even start. And the people that were on the field that helped you win were standing around looking like, what the hell? What is he doing? And then they called it back, and now your next offensive possession, you're trying to go to these same dudes that you just hell out of and ask them to work for you. See, these are the things that RG3 did. Everybody was all, oh, man, you know, he the fastest quarterback in the league. So what? So what? We needed a quarterback, not a track star. You understand what I'm saying? As soon as this little fragile high pop got hit, he broke up. He broke up. And then when Shanahan was like, no, I'm moving on with Kirk Cousins, what did he do? He went to Daddy Dan and cried to Dan. That's why the Shanahan both said, we're getting the hell out of here. Because no organization should be ran that way. No organization should be ran that way. And listen, was I excited? Hell yes. Because I saw my burgundy and gold doing things that the rest of the league wished they could do. So yes, I was excited, but the whole time I'm thinking, why do we have this track star playing quarterback, man? And then when all the stories came out, my father is my trainer. I stick by my father. I go by his word. I do what he says. You damn fool. You're not stupid you look. You're not stupid you look, man. Your father trained no one. Your father trained no one, worked out with no one. Matter of fact, while you screaming and claiming you going to work out with your father, it's on our field. So he ain't got a damn field to take you to work out. Boy, miss me. Miss me. Please, dude. Write a book. I don't care. For real, you need to put it in the Cracker Jack. Because that you'll sell more.
So how do you really feel, Kim?
Really feel, bro.
Tell us how you really feel.
I ain't like arguing from day one.
Hey, Tay, we just threw that in there. That brother just tore that one up.
because I couldn't believe when I saw the advertisement. I honestly, y'all, thought it was a joke. I honestly thought that they were just playing around and that boy ain't coming out with no book. And then I saw it several other times, and then people actually said it to me, how do you feel about RG3's book? And I'm like, man, please, don't y'all understand that that Bama is getting no attention nowhere, and he wants some. See, you thought it was cool to just dump your wife, ex-wife, and your child for that other chick. Now, alimony, child support, hitting that ass, and you trying to make a buck wherever you can. I'm going to say it like this. If you're under the sound of my voice, do not be a fool and go buy that book. Don't be a fool.
Hey, look.
For real.
Hey, look. I was waiting for you to say this, but you ain't never said yet. And this how you know he a fool, because right when he got cut, remember he was just online talk about how he would like to come back to be with y'all and how it'd be a full circle story and all this old crazy stuff. So you do know he is crazy, though.
Man, you better take your...
He did. Right when he was on his tweet talking about he want to get back with the Washington, hoping they can come get him. It'll be a full circle story and all this crazy stuff. Yeah, he did.
He was saying this time, he think he could be good and everything. He sure did.
Yeah, I heard that too. Huh?
Yeah, well.
I heard that too.
We'll never know.
I know y'all ain't going to go get him, though. I'm just saying that's how you know something wrong with him. For even writing a book saying he'd tell it all, and then he was just four months ago, he was crying saying he would come back to the team.
He writing a book.
You know what? This whole situation stinks of Jeff Bezos. This whole situation stinks of Jeff Bezos. The owner of the Washington Post. Yes. It stinks.
Obviously,
he don't know nothing about writing.
They've been fussing and fighting the whole time. He wanted to buy the team, Jeff Bezos.
Exactly. Jeff Bezos wanted to buy the team. Not only would Dan not sell him the team, Dan wouldn't sell him shares of the team. When we had those three shareholders who backed out, Dan's billionaire ass went and bought those shares, and now he is the majority owner of the team.
Yeah,
That's why he made his wife CEO or C whatever the hell. She a big boss now. And Jeff Bezos has been doing everything he can since then to try to interfere with what's going on with Washington. Now, you lost.
He passed.
You was playing You was playing checkers, and Dan was playing chess. Simple as that. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Take
hey,
your loss,
he didn't know exactly. Dan Snyder was a dirty chess player. That's all. He just didn't realize.
Hey. Well, I've heard if you ain't playing dirty, you ain't trying to win.
That's what they say.
We're going right now.
That's what they
say. Exactly. Yeah, thank you, 57, you Bama.
Hey, man. hey, look, I just wanted to know.
Well, you got more going, baby.
Okay. Won't no day, look, won't no downtime in that during that little period.
Hey, before you was here, I asked for some energy. So that's why I said thank you, because I have that energy now.
He really did.
That's how about damn
really
RG3. Boy, please. Get out of here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I said, what are you going to say? In the book that we don't already know.
That we don't know already, yeah?
He gonna delve into it, man. He gonna talk about the sexual harassment, all of this. He's gonna get deep into the nitty gritty.
I heard that. Who sexual harassed your ugly ass? For real?
That's what he said.
Who sexually harassed Foghorn Leghorn, man?
Fish face.
What the?
I'm kidding. Hey, look. The way he did his wife was dirty.
He shouldn't be talking about
anyway,
something like that.
You know, so the guy got no cred here at all, really.
That's true.
Hey, y'all, real quick. Marcus just texted me and reminded me that Frank fights this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's Sunday, right?
Yeah, Sunday.
Sunday.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Dude from
Devontae Davis. What's the guy's name? He's fighting Chavez Davis or something like that.
I think
that is
his name.
No, he's fighting. We were just talking about that earlier, too.
Good man.
I know.
Isaac Cruz. That's who it is.
Isaac Cruz. Exactly. Cruz.
Isaac Cruz.
All right. Hey, man. Thank y'all for real, man. Y'all made this little last 20 minutes roll by so fast, man. It's for real.
I know, you guys. I wanted to do my Mickey Mouse songs. Like, you know, they put their ears on and it's time to leave and everybody gets sad. That's how I feel right now. I got my Mickey Mouse ears on, you guys. Kel and Miss T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kel's Corner. I mean, everybody, all sectors, we would love to say thank you. Kel and Miss T would also like to say that we love you guys today. More than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. We're going to love you so much more tomorrow, next week. Kayla and Miss T are here every Tuesday and Thursday from the hours of 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our number here is 563-999-3782. You guys can follow us on Kayla's Corner on Instagram at Kayla's Corner, Facebook at Kayla's Corner, and Blog Talk Radio. .com/UKillMcLean. Please, you guys, be safe. This is our Friday. Be safe. Love somebody. Tell them that you love them. Give them their flowers while they're here. And be safe. Be safe, you guys. I love you. Peace out.
So enough. Lady C said it so eloquently. I don't have to repeat it. You guys, good luck, everybody, on their pool pick. This weekend, y'all enjoy the football, enjoy your family, and let's not forget, it's Christmas time, y'all. We get ready to roll up on that. Send out an extra I love you, an extra hug, and an extra kiss if you can, because a lot of people go through depression this time of the year, and you never know how or who your words may help. So let's be nice and remember everybody and show love to one another and just appreciate each other, all right? We'll be back Tuesday. You guys enjoy, and we're going to let the Temptations take us out.
For the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
In my mind.